This is Akashwani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the assembly polls in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nashik today. He said that the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana and more than 1.25 crore households have received piped water connections under the Har Ghar Jal Yojana. The Prime Minister highlighted about the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, infrastructural projects like Atal Setu, Vadhavan Port, Samruddhi Mahamarg and Mumbai Metro as achievements of the government. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Shirala in Sangli district of the state. On the other hand, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of Mahavikas Aghadi candidates in Wardha. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule campaigned in Pune and party leader Jayant Patil canvassed in Chiplun. In Jharkhand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch Jal Jungle Zameen, that is water, forest and land, from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the India bloc and the BJP-RSS combine. Assembly elections are being held in two phases in Jharkhand. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of this month and campaigning for this phase will end on Monday. Polling for the second phase will take place on the 20th of November, along with single assembly elections in Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu today expressed confidence that government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. She said that integrity and discipline are considered the ideals of life in an Indian society. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, in New Delhi. A seven-judge bench of the Supreme Court today overruled the 1967 judgment in S. Aziz Basha versus Union of India case that became the basis for denying the minority status to the Aligarh Muslim University, AMU. The 1967 judgment had held that an institution incorporated by a statute cannot claim to be a minority institution. The majority held that the court must examine who established the university and who was the brain behind it. If that inquiry is pointing towards minority community, then the institution can claim minority status as per Article 30 of the Constitution. For this factual determination, the Constitution Bench relegated the matter to a regular bench. The Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, visited the headquarters of Western Command at Chandi Mandir, Panchkula, today to review the operational preparedness of the command. During his visit, General Dwivedi was briefed by officials on various key operational, training, logistical and administrative aspects critical to the command's effectiveness. The Army commander highlighted the ongoing force modernization initiatives and strategic reforms in the operational theater aimed at enhancing combat readiness. General Dwivedi emphasized the importance of integrating advanced technologies to ensure faster and more effective operational capabilities. He also encouraged senior military leadership to stay well informed about global geopolitical developments, reinforcing the need to continuously strengthen Indian Army's readiness to counter evolving threats from adversaries. The government today said that Karma Yogi Saptah, a National Learning Week initiative, has achieved unprecedented impact by conducting over 38 lakh hours of transformative learning drive. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the first T20 international of the four-match series at Kingsmead in Durban today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.